And we're talking today with Norwalk senior sprinter Claire Farrell as we look ahead to the upcoming high school track and field season. Claire, first of all, congratulations on making it official February 1st, signing your national letter of intent to compete collegially at Kansas University.
Thank you.
Now, I know you had a pretty good list of a final four schools to choose from. Vanderbilt was on there, I think TCU. Who are those schools on that list, and what ultimately led you to choose KU?
All the schools are really, like, great for both academics and athletics, but it really just came down to where I just felt where I best fit for both of them. So, like I said, all of them were great, both academically, athletically, all had great coaches, but I feel like just Kansas was the right place for me. Everything lined up, and, like, when I made my final decision, it just felt like I had no regrets at all.
And a little bit closer to home than some of the others, did that play a factor as well?
It definitely did help. I think, like, when I was younger, I always thought getting away from home was always what I wanted to do. But, like, the more I look at it and the older I get, I realize how being closer to home is almost kind of, like, a big factor for me because, like, I like going back home. I like seeing my family, and it definitely helps.
What can you tell me about the track program there at KU? What stands out about them?
The coaches, especially Coach Redwine, the head coach, he just has a great background. He's an athlete himself. He's a professional athlete. So I feel like it's nice to have a coach who, like, knows like, the field, knows what they're doing. I think that helps a lot.
And I assume you'll run the 1, the 2, and the 4 there. Any thoughts of doing any 800s as well?
I don't know. That's something like a wait-and-see type of thing. I've never ran a, like, any 800s in a race before, like, so I don't know if time will tell if I ever run the 800, but I don't know about that.
Okay. It's a great race. The 4 and the 8 are both challenging in their own way, so we'll see what they decide to do with you there at Kansas. But let's talk a little bit about 2022. I mean, what a year you had. 4 silver medals at the state meet in Des Moines, and then you went to some national meets. I know had a really good one in Oregon, and then you won a national championship in the 400 out in California, got a bronze in the 100. What were some of your top memories overall from last year?
Definitely when we got second place at state as a whole team. I thought that was really important. We've never done that before, and I think that was a big deal for, like, Norwalk in general, having a team go that far in state. And it was just a good day overall. Like, all my teammates performed the best they could, and in the end, that we bonded and we had a bunch of fun. So I feel like that was a great memory to make with them. And for Sacramento, like, I had my mindset on what I wanted to do. I had a goal in my mind. So when I went out and ran 54.70, it was just like kind of like, I don't know. It felt like I accomplished something that I wanted to, but I still felt like I could still push myself. But it was just like a great feeling to have. I've never been a national champion before, so that was like surreal to me.
Yeah, for sure. And to do it out on that stage as well. And you mentioned the team. You guys won the Little Hawkeye Conference meet last year, got second in Class 4A. How much fun is it competing with this group of girls? You know, I know some of them graduated, but you're going to have a great team back again this year. How much fun do you guys have together?
We have a lot of fun. Like, I think it's great that our coaches, like, make sure we get a lot of bonding together so that we're not just practicing, going home. Like, we make sure that we bond, we have a good time, so that it's not, like, we're all friends and, like, a family in general. So I think that's, like, perfect that they do that because it makes the running experience a lot more fun.
And I know you've missed out on some of the indoor meets so far this year. You did have your own indoor season going on before you had a little bit of a hamstring injury here. Can you tell me about some of the highlights? I know you ran some really fast times across the nation.
I was able to PR before I got injured, which was something I was, like, happy that I did because I didn't want to end without any PRs this season, especially my senior season indoors. So the hamstring injury did set me back a bit, but I think I had a great season, like, before that, so I'm not terribly mad that it ended short, but I'm really wish I could have went out there and done a little bit more and maybe cut my time down a little bit more. But otherwise, I think I did what I wanted to do, but I'm still a little unsatisfied. But otherwise, again, I had a good time and it was a great experience just to go out there.
Yeah, like a 55.19 in the 400, is that what I heard there in Arkansas?
Yes.
Getting it down there. I don't know what your what kind of time goals you have for this year, but the outdoor season's right around the corner. You know, physically, do you think you're going to be, how soon do you think you'll be maybe out there?
I think I'll be there out other student. I've been getting better. I've been doing a lot of my physical therapy, all my exercises. So once I get back out there and I, like, get back into my groove, I think it might take me a little bit to get back to 100%, but I don't think it will take me too long. I just have to trust my training, do my exercises, just get me back to, like, 100% sprinting and doing my normal training again.
Okay, and then speaking of that season, it's coming up here. What are some of your goals for this year, both individually and then again as a team?
I just hope that my team continues to have the success that they've been having. Like, I hope that we're able to go out there and get the little Hawkeye conference again. I hope that we're able to place high in state. And if we don't, then, like, I think you just need to have fun and realize that rewards are not always what we need to strive for. It's just that we need to get better as a team and better individually as well.
Okay, and then you'll be out there in the 1, the 2, and the 4, hopefully making some noise there and cutting those times down. Do you have any times in mind on the high school track this year?
Yeah, I really want to go maybe into, like, the 53s for my 400, but again, that will take time. That will take a lot of training. For my 100, I don't really know. I kind of want to just, like, maybe do, like, 11.5, but again, takes time to do that. It might take a few meets. And for my 200, I want to get into maybe, like, the mid-23s because I just want to have, like, a nice, solid, gradual, like, I want to stay consistent with my times as well, but I would just like to have a nice, like, lowering of my times just to kind of see that I'm improving and have growth in my running. But, like I said, have to trust my training, and the training will then correlate to my times, I feel like.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck this spring, health, and hopefully a lot of warm nights out there to run fast times, and then a nice state meet weather as well, because we know sometimes it isn't the best, but hopefully good weather and good health.
Thank you.
Yep, and thanks for joining us, Claire.
Thank you so much for having me.